that I want by. I want by. I want by. That I want by. So, love of God, come on right there. Just worship, worship. Father, we thank you, Jesus. We want the love of God. Hallelujah, fill this room.
Thank you.
Father, fill this room, God. Hallelujah. Fill this room. Hallelujah, God. We want the love of God. We want the love of God. Hallelujah. We want the love of God. Hallelujah. Come on, worship him now. Hallelujah. Come on with your voices. Come on with your voices. Come on, worship him. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Father, we thank you, God. You're filling us up. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We want more, God. God, we want more of you. We want more of you. We want more of you. We want more of you, Jesus. We want more of you. God, we want more of you, Jesus. God, we want more of you. God, pour it out. God, pour it out, God. Father, we bless your name, Jesus. Father, we bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mountains are still being moved.
Yes, yes.
Strongholds are still being loose. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it. Wonders are still what you do.
Jesus.
And bodies are still being raised.
Yes, yes.
And giants are still being slain.
Hallelujah.
God, we believe. And yes, we could see it. Wonders are still what you do.
Jesus.
Here for me. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do.
Yes, yes, yes.
We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We need a move. Yes, we do. We need a move. We need a move. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe in it. Yes, we can see it. Wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. never do what you do. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We need a move. Hallelujah. Come and worship God. Father, we thank you, God, for you. Hallelujah, God, we bless your name, God. This morning, God, we thank you. We're waiting on you, God. Hallelujah, we're waiting on you, God. We're waiting. God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah, God, right where we stand, God. We're waiting on you, God, to touch us, God, deep down in our souls. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah, God. Father, we bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's just act like we want to move from God. Let's just reach the hands toward heaven. Hallelujah, Lord. We need him to move in our family, move in our own life. God wants to move. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But he wants a people that will move with him.
Amen.
Praise God. You may have your seat. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Now this is going to climax in the next move of God. We see all the darkness that's around us, and every day we see that darkness, and you can't turn your television on without them talking about the darkness that's out there. But I want you to know that God has a move he's getting ready to make. And the next move of God is really powerful. Really powerful. He's waiting on us. Now, we're not trying to get him to move because he's ready. When this lady wrote this book, she said, I saw his hand on the switch. Ready to pull. And that was in 65. Ready to pull the switch. But he's waiting on a people that is ready for him. Because he's not going to pull it unless we just really, really, really ready. We act like we want a move of God. Now, one thing we do know, that we do need a move. How many know that? We need a move of God. When we look, we don't even have to leave home and how the enemy have things so rambled in the home. God wants to do his move. And he wanted people to move with him. His next move is just awesome. It's an awesome move of God. The first song she sang, Fill Me Up, Lord. That's what I'm going to speak on. I didn't tell her, but that's what she sung. And that is what I'm going to speak on this morning. Now, I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, Holy Spirit, now, it's still a lot in this book to cover. How do you best want me to cover this? And if you talk to the Holy Spirit, guess what? He's a person, he'll talk back.
Yeah, he will.
If you ask him questions, he'll give you answers. And he told me to go to Ephesians 3:19. And that's where we want to go today, to Ephesians 3:19. Praise God. Ephesians 3:19. And this is what 3:19 say. And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that he be filled with all. Look at that word all there. All the full. coming to the fullness of God. The fullness of God. God wants a people. He's trying to bring us into the fullness. This next move of God is going to bring us into that fullness of God. Praise God. The fullness of God. It's going to mature. It's going to bring. It's going to mature us. You ain't got to call nobody saying, can you pray? I mean, you're going to be so full. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you some snapshots in the book of Acts where they operated on fullness. After the day of Pentecost, even the deacons, the requirement to be a deacon, which is not a requirement now, but you wouldn't find many deacons. But the requirement then to be a deacon, you had to be full of the Holy Spirit. Not of yourself. Not full of yourself. Yeah. But full of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And this is where God is trying to get to this generation, because the church is built. Mm-hmm. And you know what? The fullness is bringing us to the completion of the church. Mm-hmm. Praise God. He said, upon this rock I build my church. And who wasn't going to prevail against it? The gates of hell. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So we see that next move of God is so needed for the church and the world. Mm-hmm. For both of them. Mm-hmm. Now the important person in this next move would be the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He's very, very important. Mm-hmm. In this next move of God. You know, the book of Ephesians is this book that I just love. I just enjoy teaching it. I even enjoy teaching it at least once a year. Mm-hmm. Because that's where the church is now. Yeah. We're seated with him in heavenly places. The book of Ephesians teach you how to sit, walk, and stand. Mm-hmm. Because you're royal. Mm-hmm. You're royalty. And you have to learn how to sit, mm-hmm. walk, and stand. Mm-hmm. You know, when we don't have a government where we have queens and kings, we have president. But where they have queens and kings, from them kids, when they first been able to stand or do anything, they teach them how to be royalty. Mm-hmm. How to sit, stand, and they are taught all this royalty stuff from a child. Mm-hmm. How to behave themselves royally. Whether they do it or not, they are trained. They have a tutor that comes and teach them all of this. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm so thankful for Paul, because today he led us into his prayer closet. The third chapter, I wasn't going to read all this. Okay, let's do the 13th verse. Wherefore I desire that he faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. You know, he was telling them, don't worry about me being in prison. Don't look at it this way. He's in prison. He's this, he's that. But he said, I'm not bound in here. He said, I'm just in a resting place so I can write all these books. If he was anywhere else. And see, the enemy thought, well, we got him. He all locked up. No! Paul was not locked up. He was full, not of himself, but full of the Holy Spirit. And that's the reason he can write and tell you to be filled with the Spirit. It's time for us to come to the fullness.
That's right.
Most of God's people are operating on half full. Mm-hmm. I would even say half full. They just barely can make it myself. How can I do for anybody? I barely can get out of bed in the morning. I barely can make it here.
So he was in jail, but not bound by jail.
He was in jail, but jail wasn't. Well, see, he was a prisoner. He definitely was a prisoner. But he said, I'm a prisoner of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not of people. But of the Lord. The people, Lord, we got you captive. We got you in jail. You know, you don't. I'm a prisoner of the Lord. I'm a slave. I'm a prisoner of the Lord. So he wrote, he led us into his prayer room. I got some prayer warriors here, and I'm happy about it. Because Paul lets us into his prayer closet. He tells us how he prays for the body of Christ. And that's very important that we know how to really pray when you really want to go. You know, when you come into the fullness, I'm going to mention this too. It's maturity. You're grown up. You're not tossed in. We're going to do some other readings too. But it brings you into maturity where the whole earth is groaning for. Well, I mean, people out there are just saying, can't somebody come and free me from these drugs? Can't they free me from, you know? Yes. Praise God. But I just want you to know that in his prayer closet, he's saying, wherefore I desire that he faint not at my tribulation, for which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. The whole family. You're in that family. You're part of that family. In heaven and on earth. That family. He said, this is who he's praying for. He's praying not only for the Ephesians, he's praying for you too. Of whom the whole family of heaven and earth is named. That you would, that he would grant you individually, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Do we pray for the body of Christ like this? We can't pray for the body of Christ like this because we got too many requests ourselves. But this is, he's letting us into his prayer room. He said, this is how I pray. This is the way I pray. Paul, how come you praying like this? Why don't you pray, Lord, get me out of prison. Get me out of jail. Lord, I want that new home, you know. God, please give me that new car. Lord, please help these children. Please do this and please do that. But as we go into his prayer closet, he's saying, I'm praying that you'll be strengthened in your inner man. And that's the prayer I release on you. When you get that inner man strengthened, honey, you can control that outer man. You can control, and you can, that inner man is what's going to help you with the outer things. He said that you'll be strengthened in your inner man. I just want y'all to agree with me and just say, hey, I'm strengthened.
I'm strengthened.
In my inner man.
In my inner man.
Yes. You know, as we get further down here, and he's saying, being full, all the fullness of Christ, all the fullness. You know, he gave me that analogy. You know, when you hear that, you're like, Lord, are you sure you want to do that for us? You know, that kind of blows out of our mind. You know, I know y'all say, oh, no, that don't blow out of our minds. Just, yes, I mean, that's kind of, that's a whole lot to be in the fullness. I'm not talking about a little dab, but I'm talking about in the fullness. You go, wow, you know. But he said, Sister Mary, it's like this. And I said, okay, tell me about it, what it's like. He said, if you go to the service station and you pay them your money, and he said, how much you want? You say, I want to be full. I want to be filled up. When you go back out there, you're not saying, what am I going to have to dig to try to get this fill up? No, you know they got the supply. So you just take the hammer off and put it in there because the supply is there. The Holy Spirit has the supply. The supply is there. The Holy Spirit got the supply. He said, hey, it's just like that, Sister Mary. I supply. You ain't got to try to think, okay, all right, you know. But the thing about it, you're going to have to pay. He said, well, sister Mary, I don't have that kind of money. He said, come with that money and buy. Do you want just a little dab? Or do you want to be filled?
Filled.
I like to fill up my car. Because, you know, every time I go to the I like to fill it up. When they say how much I want to, most of the time I want to fill it up because, you know what? I don't like pumping gas. So I ask for fill up. And that's the way the Holy Spirit wants to do. He's got the supply. He said, church, I've got the supply. When I give them that money at the gas station, I don't go out and try to figure out, oh, Lord, where am I going to get this much gas from? You know, I'm very confident. Just put the hose in there and just let it flow. Because they have a supply. The Holy Spirit has a great, great supply. Now, when he says being filled, this is like overflowing.
Yeah.
Overflowing. He said, out of your belly is going to flow
rivers
of living water. And Ezekiel said, wherever this water went, it was life.
Yeah.
It gave life wherever. We got to stop running on empty.
Oh, yeah.
I had a friend when I hate traveling. I used to hate traveling with her, because, you know, we're traveling long distance, she always trying to see how far she can go before. I'm like, no, we don't know where the next gas station is. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's hard on your fuel pump. A full tank keeps the pump cool.
Whoa, say it again. And we got this mechanic here. Say it again and say it loud.
A full tank keeps the pump cool. And your fuel pump lasts longer. The Holy Ghost keeps us cool and we last longer.
And she always said, well, we got this, but we can keep going until we
stay full.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh no, we don't know where the gas station is. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I got a little bit more in here. We can stretch it. We can go on, you know. I'm like, oh no. Pull over somewhere and fill this baby up. Let's run on full.
Yeah.
And that's the way some Christians do. They try to see how low they can run, you know. It's so low and they be just like, yeah, I'm barely making. Well, you don't have to barely make it. You can operate on full. And this is what this next move of God, he's maturing the church. The church is not going to look like she looks now. Mm-hmm. The church going to look healthy. The church going to look mature.
Yeah.
And the church is definitely going to have the character of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be different. Much, much different. It's going to be a new blessing on the next move of God. And holiness is what we had to talk about, and revival through gladness and compassion and unity. And Jesus in the church, not outside the door knocking. In Revelation, yeah. Hey, can I come in? Can you let me in? You got my candlestick in there. I want to come in. And if you don't let me in, I'm going to remove my candlestick. 2020 is going to give us supernatural eyesight.
Amen.
Supernatural eyesight. Now, when I go to see about my eyes, you know, when they say this or that, you know. But when they say 2020, you're like happy. Hey, I don't need, you know. But Jesus is trying to reveal himself to the church. Church, the next move of God, don't miss that visitation. Jerusalem missed their visitation. And Jesus just weeping out there. He's, I wanted to come in and just gather them like a hen gather her chicks. I wanted to visit them. Mm-hmm. It's not that he wasn't there, but he wanted to reveal himself to them. We're in time, church. And let me tell you, church, the building party's just about over. Huh? So we're going to have to find ourselves to the fullness. You know, when I hear people preaching and teaching, they're saying, well, you know, I hadn't got that yet. You in town, when you going to get there? I still got a little this in me. Get the this out of you and put the spirit there. When they say that, Glenn, I'll be like, if you know you still got a little this there, you just go to the Lord and say, hey, I still got a little this there. Mm-hmm. But this next move of God is going to get that little this out of it. They're not going to be getting up and saying, well, you know, I just, you know, I'm just not there yet. Mm-hmm. You're in time, church. When are you going to get there? Mm-hmm. When are you going to get there? You're in time, church. When are you? He said, confess every good thing that's in you. You keep